My own role is like manifold, really, and this is what I like about the job as well. First of all, there is obviously the part of reporting back home, and that is why I need to have a deep understanding of what is going on in the country I work in, and they are very interested about everything that is going on here, so I have to report back. The other thing is obviously to promote Germany as a political partner, as an economic partner, as a tourist destination, as a place to study. So I try to go out and explain who we are, why we are what we are, and to portray a modern picture of Germany as it is today. And that is also why I'm here in Sligo. So both parts, to me, it's a learning experience. I want to understand better what life is like and, you know, all the different spheres of life here. And on the other hand, obviously, I try to promote also German as a foreign language, for instance. So I was in the IT yesterday. We were speaking about that. And today I go and see a grammar school here. So it's manifold, really.
And from your correspondence with young people here in the region and all over, is the German language still very popular here? And there is great potential for jobs there for young people as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's picking up again a little bit. There seemed to have been like a downslide kind of thing, but now I have the feeling that it's picking up. And that has, I think, also to do with Brexit, because Ireland is looking more towards other partners in Europe. And I met incredible students with incredible German knowledge, and I think they realized that, as you were saying, it is really a very good job opportunity. I met a lot of companies, and not only German, but also international companies, which are desperately looking for German speakers. So it is definitely a good choice also for the job perspective.
What is it that attracts a company, for example, like Brus maybe here, and keeps them here for so long, and can more be done to attract more German companies maybe to an area like this where the quality of life is very good?
Well, I'm going to see Brus this afternoon, so I haven't spoken to them yet, but I spoke to the Chamber of Commerce here, and I think, yeah, the opportunities are very good. It's very often a lifestyle decision indeed, and I think the people, they cherish the countryside here, obviously, but also the workforce they find here, and so yeah, there is a potential, obviously, and I from what I understood from the Chamber of Commerce here, they're really trying to also push that image even further, also in contacts with partners in Germany and abroad.
And Ireland West Airport, Knock, it's growing all the time and is always expanding its links. German tourists love Ireland. There's a lot of German people living in this region. So there is potential there on a tourism level, perhaps, to attract more.
Yes. I was surprised that there is no flight from Knock to any German destination. So, but that is obviously a decision that the airlines need to take, whether it's, you know, worthwhile for them. But yes, I mean, we had 650,000 German tourists in Ireland last year. So it's quite a good number, I feel. And as you say, they love the region, they love the people, they love the culture, the music, everything. And it's definitely a potential. Yesterday when we spoke with the chamber here, I got the feeling that they're very much into developing this tourism side. And I think, yeah, there still is potential.
And are you working also very closely with the IDA, Enterprise Ireland, companies like that, to build the relationships? Is that a role that, where enough is being done?
I'm very happy that the Tornister released the results of a German-Irish relations review just a couple of days ago. And in there, they have 26 recommendations about the strengthening of the bilateral relations. And economic questions play a big role in that as well. Also, more exchange on the political level. There's also talk of a German language strategy in there. But obviously, also to promote Ireland more in the different regions in Germany and to see for economic and market chances in Germany, because Germany is a very good market in terms of business, and I think more can be done. Mm-hmm. There still is potential.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Brexit earlier. Obviously, that's the big worry, especially in this area, which is a border area. Does Germany have a lot of fears post-Brexit, and in terms of the Irish border question, where does Germany stand on that?
We very much deplore the British decision to leave, because we think mean, really, we lose an important partner in the European Union. We hope that we will find a solution for a good partnership, for a deep partnership between the EU and Britain. So we are working on that. Our Chancellor and also our federal Foreign Minister, who was here just a couple of days ago, made it very clear that we are 100% with the Irish on the border question. So we also do not want to see a hard border. I think everybody understood what that would mean for Ireland. And so there is 100% support for your stance, and that's been made very clear.
So you're on your last day here today. I understand you said you were going to the grammar school and to Bruss as well. Is there anything else on the agenda today? Or?
No, today that's about it. But then I'll be back Saturday after next on the 5th of May for the opening of a German art exhibition here at the Model. It's called Future Perfect. It's contemporary art that will be shown, so I'll be back for that. And then yesterday we also agreed I'll be back in September for starting a German language network kind of thing. So I hope to be back very often. I love it. I love Ben Balben, and the whole scenery is so great. So yeah, there's been a lot of thinking about when I could be back. Also for the Baroque Festival, obviously, which is so famous. So there's lots of opportunities to come back, and I'm really looking forward to it.